Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And we start the morning with accusations of racism. Yeah.
This is such a 2020. Seeing this pop up, systemic racism has been a major issue in our country. It permeates all aspects of our life, even our sports.
But you don't expect this. Of course, you had the Alto Gary thing where she was Saran wrapping her cheerleaders. I had that issue. Brian Gain had some accusations, which were,
and it kind of went away.
Yeah, it kind of did. I think.
Well, he fired somebody. Yeah. I think he fired a couple people that were black, and it was like, I see how this is. Because nothing ever came from
Well, we'll
that.
See what comes of this, because the Texans organization, once again, in the middle of a controversy here.
A big controversy, and it's a shame that something like this involving race has reared its ugly head again.
Yeah.
You know, we've been making a lot of progress since the summer and spring, and...
Yes, we've made plenty of progress.
There's been a lot of progress, actually.
I feel much better about going out in the streets.
You do?
Yeah.
You do?
I feel, yes.
John feels better about going out in the streets, though.
I feel better about going out. And but now, you know, you take a step back and you have to look at the organization and say, man, we've had a lot of problems lately. Didn't need this one. Did not need this, and this is something that's going to have to. We're going to find out in the coming months what comes of this. But sending Chad Hansen to the practice squad,
reeks.
And if I'm Chad Hansen, I'm saying, what? How in the world? When I've got a 100-yard game, you got no receivers. You're going to send the white guy to the practice squad?
Yeah. 100-yard coming off a 100-yard game.
This reeks of racism in our society.
We don't see a lot of we haven't made really any progress.
Not with something like this, we haven't.
Christian McCaffrey is trying to re-break the barriers.
Right.
We haven't seen anything since Jason Sehorn. We've had no movement.
Well, we got the Arkansas corner.
Yeah, we'll see if he makes it into the league.
Well, no, but at least at the college level, at the Power 5 level.
I saw my first white cornerback at the Power 5 level. I was watching tape. You told me about this. Not just figured you were lying.
No. I said, look at these stupid pigs. They got a white corner.
Yeah, you said that on a text in our string, and I thought, okay, well, John's had too much to drink. And
no.
It was a viable comment by me.
It was 11 in the morning or something.
And yeah.
Well,
still, right. Yeah, right. Still. And then yesterday I'm watching Racy McMath from LSU, and I'm like, hey, who's this white guy he's beating on the outside? And I'm like, this is the guy John told me about, the unicorn. So, but unfortunately, we haven't made strides in the NFL for white cornerbacks. I assume the kid's going to be projected as a box safety. It's usually how those things work out, or a special teams ace. And now... You know, wide receiver is a position where we have seen some growth over the years, not as much on the outside, but certainly in the slots. And to see a guy like Chad Hansen have the game that he had, play like he played, and then immediately have the Texans do this to him, send him to the practice squad, it's sad that there are these accusations being hurled by people here on the show. But
well... you know, we're the only ones, I think, sending those accusations out.
Well, that we know of. But it's got to be running through Chad Hansen said,
well,
why is this happening to me again? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. I've had to live with this racism my whole life.
Yep.
I tried to play corner. No.
7-on-7s. I'm sure people had ugly things to say about them.
The kids in the playground who said, yeah, sorry.
Hey, you can't play with us.
You go play guard.
But yeah. You play tight end.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to be all-time quarterback? No.
No.
I don't.
Well, guess what? You can't play quarterback anymore now. So.
Can I play wide receiver and cornerback? No. No, you can't.
No. And this is a.
No, you can't. Chad. And they would even say his name derisively like it was a fake, like that was their nomenclature for, you know, yeah, little white kid. Yeah, oh, you're, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Chad. Oh, what are you doing, Chad? And he goes, hey, that's my real name, bro. And they say, you're really a Chad?
Really?
And he'd say, yes, Chad Hansen. You're a Hansen? Yeah, because that's the little, you know, the boy band that was coming out at the time.
Right, coming up.
So, yeah, it's sad that the Texans are embroiled in this controversy about a white wide receiver being sent down after a 100-yard game. But here we are. You know, here we are. And it's but things just are not progressing as quickly as we'd like to see them for the Chad Hansons.
Honestly,
of the world.
Why?
I don't know.
What the hell?
I mean,
you got somebody who actually produced, and then you just say, what?
I don't know what's happening over
Well,
there.
You can't because are we trying to get Miami a higher pick?
This is a fake news thing that you guys ran for like almost 6 minutes. He's expected to be promoted back to the active roster.
I don't care.
Oh, after the uproar?
Oh, you're just trying to keep him down?
Wait.
Is that why? You're just trying to keep him? Hey, get to the practice squad.
Fake news.
Well, you know what?
It's not fake news. He's expected to be promoted back up because of the uproar.
No.
Because they're being
because
canceled.
Of us.
No. Because the Texans are being canceled, Bell.
It's a procedural thing because he was still in the
That's
practice
what
squad.
Hide behind. That's right. That's the systemic part, Bell.
Because we sat at the counter.
Oh, boy.
I didn't say that. We sat at the receiver counter?
He was elevated for the game, and the procedure states he gets put down the practice squad, but he'll be back
Just call
for
us
the
heroes.
Game
He'll be back when, Dell?
Just
on
call
Sunday.
Us heroes.
You say he'll be back Sunday. It's because of the uproar.
No, Aaron Wilson said this before your uproar. He wrote about it yesterday.
I don't care.
He'll
it's
be back.
Just ridiculous. Oh, why couldn't they send Brandon? Why couldn't they send Kiki QT? Yeah. To the practice squad. They had to send the white guy to show him.
When was
keep him in place?
Kiki wasn't ever on the practice squad, was he?
Well, so you could still send him there or somebody.
You can't do that. Then who would play wide receiver for
Why
you?
Why not send Will Fuller or somebody else?
Well, he's hurt. He's gone for six games. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Randall Cobb, send him there.
He's actually hurt.
Can he still send
he's
him?
He's released. Sorry.
There's got to be another wide receiver on the team. I mean
there's really not.
There's not really.
Which is what makes this such a suspicious move, Dell. Yeah. It's hard to believe that this is procedural when there are no wide receivers.
John,
maybe they're too worried that he's going to go off and become the next Kevin Walter.
Yeah. You should pose the question like Jermell Hill will to a YouTube star.
Oh,
when
that
you,
was
when you talk to when you go.
That
to,
was a at least it was a joke. Well, people were all upset. Carrie Champion, the way she said it, like, why'd she come back to the question?
But when you two go to the presser, ask Romeo Crennel.
Is this racist?
Is it racist that you demoted Chad Hansen?
Romeo. Papa. Hey, Grandpapa. Is this racist?
Or Captain Fatass or whatever, Lamont.
No, quit bringing up that nickname, Dell.
Saying that?
Quit bringing up that nickname. Lamont's nicknames, we're not using those.
We don't use Lamont's nicknames
Pawpaw
for anything.
For anything. You just call him Papa. That's a nice thing to call him. Papa Romeo.
I don't know. Maybe the nickname will stick.
Not going to stick unless you keep trying to bring it up.
Let's workshop it a little bit.
Let's not workshop it.
Every time you want to say Romeo.
Say that about 7-year-old.
No, you can't say that. He's coach, and he's not captain.
Call him Captain F.A.
He's not captain. It's coach.
Well, Coach F.A., whatever.
No, he's not Coach F.A. He's coach Papa.
So, yeah, you guys need to workshop some nicknames.
We ain't using. You know what we never use? Lamont nicknames. Ever.
We don't need to workshop these nicknames.
Because you know what we would have been calling Bill O'Brien?
Nope.
Butt-chin? What did he call
him? He called him, no. Oh. He used the R word.
TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
TikTok. Okay. Yeah, he used TikTok. Yes, yes. That was ugly, ugly, ugly. 713-780-3776. If you think there's racism in the organization, let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to hang out with us here on ESPN on the 97.5. A lot of questions to Deshaun yesterday about, are you pissed at the Bears? That the Bears didn't draft you? Are you pissed that they overlooked? Did Bears even talk to you? I think they just want to start up crap for, as if Ryan Pace and Nagy don't have enough problems, okay, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start. You guys screwed up. That whenever, oh my God, if when Pat Mahomes goes there, it'll be like, Pat Mahomes, did they even talk to you? Deshaun. Now, Deshaun in number two, or the Bears were actually number three when they moved
Bears
up.
Were three, and they traded up because they were worried that somebody, that the 49ers were going to get their hands on. The 49ers totally gamed them into a pick.
Yeah, right. Well, but the pick turned out to be...
They're going to get Trubisky. Let's get out of here. Was Solomon Thomas.
Solomon Thomas, yeah. Yeah, that didn't turn out all that great.
They kept drafting D linemen until they got it right.
Yeah. Right. All the way around. All the way around, that didn't work out. Deshaun was a possibility. But let's not mistake... Pat Mahomes, nobody was talking about Mahomes at number three. And actually, Deshaun was not being talked about at number three either, which is ridiculous to me. After his college career. And I wonder why. What the hell?
No, because there was questions about velocity. There was questions about taking care of the football. I mean, in hindsight, it seems really silly because Mitch Trubisky threw the ball well. I liked Mitch Trubisky, but he had 1 year, and the question that people were asking at the time really was a valid question. Why was he only there? Why could he only become a starter 1 year now? I can tell you that one person in draft media told me during the process, man, I went out to the training facility and was talking to some of those players, and I ran into Trubisky. I was like, yeah, what was he like? He goes, total meathead.
Yeah.
He said he's not going to be a guy who's able to process. And
so I talked to
him. And I'm thinking, I've already written his stuff up, though.
No, so, and I talked to a couple of guys that were in the meetings with him, that were in the team meetings at the combine, and they were like, there's really not much there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was told.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. Of course, I was also told that about Kahale Warren. And I love the football player, though. I loved watching Kahale Warren at San Diego State, but they're like, he is not going to be a quick learner in the NFL, and he's going to have issues. And I brought it up to someone with the Texans at the time after they drafted him. What kind of learner has he been? Well, I brought it up with Bill O'Brien. What kind of learner has he been? He goes, he's fine. I said, okay, because there was an issue. I know I talked to probably three different teams, all said the same thing when we were just talking about him. They all brought it up just out of nowhere. He's just – great athlete. He's just sometimes he's slow to catch on to certain concepts and yada, yada, yada. And no, I haven't found that to be the case. I don't think the Texans did their homework on him. Honestly, I don't, because it caught Bill O'Brien off guard. He was part of that draft process with Brian Gain. And he didn't seem to know that was a concern. And then the next time it came up, this is in preseason, Kahale Warren was asked a question, and Bill O'Brien said he's a good learner. He's it, like he brought that up, and the guy can't get on the field. Do you think it's just he's back and he can't get on the field? Why do you think that is?
Hmm.
It's not physically.
No.
He's an imposing, good looking dude. He can't play for the Houston Texans. There's something going on here,
yeah. Yep.
And I don't think they did their homework on him appropriately, or they just ignored certain things. Bill O'Brien supposedly has a pretty complex offense, and Tim Kelly, as we've heard, they're not really doing anything different. Quincy Avery told us that. The offense is still pretty much the same offense. So I think it may be a little too complicated for him. I don't know.
All right, 713 ESPN 97.5. When we come back, the Ohio State ruling, we'll talk about that. There are differing opinions on this thing. We'll get if you guys want to get in or you want to weigh in. I know a lot of people are upset that they changed the rule, but it's certainly, to me, it's understandable. It's a no-brainer if you want to know the truth. But we'll talk about it on the other side. But first, let's talk about your patio.
Texas Custom Patios. I was out over the last couple nights. I was out there. My son, my oldest son, I didn't get back until late. My oldest son, my second oldest, was out with the tutor. outside and they were working on some stuff with chemistry. And there was I was just out on my patio just thinking, man, this is great. I mean, it's just great to have a place like this. It's great to have it where I can sit here when it's raining and being here watching my shows because I love the sound of rain on top of the roof. I love having my big TV out there, the sound that's embedded in the ceiling, and it's, you know, kind of a surround sound setup. For a lot of people, they love having their kitchens in there where they're you just go out there. It's like second nature, not just barbecuing and grilling, but, you know, just going out there and having a kitchen, a wet bar in there, fireplace, whatever the case may be. No matter how nice you want to make it or how basic you want to make it, Texas Custom Patios has something for you. They upgrade your house into a home, and they really do give you dollar for dollar value when it comes time to sell your home because it is so appealing seeing one of these patios. Go take a look at TexasCustomPatios.com, the before and after, and you'll see what's truly possible at your own home. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Yesterday, the Big Ten decided that Ohio State, despite only playing five games, is going to be able to go to the Big Ten championship game, which is a no-brainer. And there are a lot of people who are outraged. I saw Spencer Tillman tweeted out, you know, this is, you know, because they're the big name and money and all this stuff and everything else that they get to go. It's exactly what it is.
What?
It's money.
We're outraged about COVID is, yeah, it's money, but also it's also the spirit of the rule is people are trying to look for a technicality. It's really the luck of the draw, too, of other teams. Cancel games because they have COVID. What does that have to do with Ohio State's viability in the position?
Well, that's not it. The Big Ten made a rule. You have to play six games to
get into
the
rule,
championship.
They realized the rule was also kind of out of whack. I mean, Wisconsin was three right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, they were three of their first four games were canceled, mm-hmm. right? U of H. Look what's happened to U of H. Yeah. Anybody have a problem with... Now, U of H is not competing for anything, but U of H is... They've had five games canceled. Was it because of U of H?
They've had... Eight games have to move, actually.
Yeah, well, move, but yeah, right, I mean, right. But it wasn't because
of... Well,
they
haven't even played. Well, this one's going to be
Indiana and Purdue just mutually canceled a game because of COVID concerns and issues with COVID on campus. It's the spirit. It's within the spirit of why they had the sixth game. They had the sixth game. They obviously didn't expect it to be this bad on campus. Look, football has actually been hit way harder than... I think people forget how optimistic we were after the NBA bubble. And after Major League Baseball that didn't have a bubble, we're like, hey, Major League Baseball didn't have a bubble. They could really do it. Look at the NFL now. The NFL had a game where a wide receiver, a practice squad wide receiver, was a quarterback.
Yeah.
Like that, you know.
So, but
they ain't canceled
here's
any
the problem was making the rule in the first place.
Yeah, that was
that was dumb.
It puts well it
everything
put
that
you
this
in.
The Big Ten commissioner has done is dumb. Has been dumb and has been terrible.
But how would you have done it?
But I wouldn't have said you'd have to have six games. Let's just play the season and see what happens. And, oh, by the way, I would have had scheduling that was actually – that was malleable, that you could change.
You had to start earlier
Shutting it down before everybody else.
That's
where he screwed
that's
up.
That's the biggest problem.
I said, this guy, he's been terrible.
Because look at the SEC. He's able to move into December. And the biggest problem is by starting as late as they did, they had no wiggle room. None.
Right. None. Zero. So they first of all, they put themselves.
Navy said no postponements, only cancels.
They put themselves behind the eight ball.
So what are you mad at Ohio State? Did you want somehow Miami to get into the Big Ten?
No.
Championship game?
No. The Big Ten as a whole is at issue. Kevin Warren's the face, and he's going to take all the bullets because that's his job. But it's the president's on down.
Presidents have been bad.
Yeah, unilaterally. The presidents voted to cancel the season. He didn't vote on that. They did. And then he took their wishes and said, okay, we're not doing it. And then once the pressure came, the presidents decided, maybe we should play. Because we didn't realize how our fans and how much our officials, whether it be the teams or the athletic directors, really want to play football. We weren't aware we're almost like the SEC when it comes to that stuff. It's been a failure from the people who are supposed to know better all the way down to the guy who's their front man to take all the heat. And that, I don't care. Ohio State beat Indiana anyway. It's not like they didn't play and they were both undefeated and you're going to put Ohio State in because they're the higher-ranked team. They played. They lost to Ohio State. Why would Indiana get to play?
Apparently, Kevin Warren's recommendation to the presidents was to cancel the season.
They're still allowed to vote and say
yes,
they
were allowed
no.
to vote, but Kevin Warren, without consulting the athletic directors, and the athletic directors had no part of it, his recommendation to the presidents was to cancel the season.
So was his recommendation to
listen,
restart
everybody
it?
In the NFL that worked with Kevin Warren said, wow, how did this guy get this job?
Yeah, I remember the stories. I'm just saying it was a failure on down because the presidents could be like, actually, we're gonna play. So I'm blaming everyone involved in the Big Ten outside the people who didn't make the decision.
Absolutely. Now, this one is the right decision because you have no money right now. You have the revenues for the league are so down. Of course, you have your television contract, which you were able to salvage. But do you have your own? You have your own channel. You have your own network. But you needed those revenues from the games being played. But you had no fans. So the revenues are so far down that the only chance that you have to make some money here for the entire league is for Ohio State to make it to the playoff. So Ohio State, you have to acquiesce. Even Indiana. I was listening to Fred and AJ last night. And it, you know, Fred is AJ was outraged at this. And I'm like, dude. Even Indiana wants them to play so that they get that money. Indiana, if Indiana plays Northwestern in the Big Ten championship game, nobody wins. Well, Northwestern could win the championship, and it means a lot to them. What? It would be great. That would be great for Northwestern. You know what? Now you have to beat Northwestern. You have to beat the actual team that you should be playing, Ohio State.
But Ohio State's not in this position because they have been foolhardy. That they have been a problem with, you know, they're not the Raiders where they're at part
or
they're,
reckless
they're
at, or any.
Well,
else.
Yeah, I mean, it's they've actually done relative to, you know, everyone has had COVID issues.
Yeah.
Everybody's had COVID issues, and if it gets at a certain position group, and really, you don't even have to have it. You just have to have one or two people have it, and then contact tracing. The Aggies got knocked out of two games in a row because of the contact tracing alone. It wasn't because of a bunch of positive tests all.
No, so. So Ohio State has to play. If Ohio State doesn't play, they're not going to be in the playoff because there's no way the committee can say with five games, Ohio State deserves to be there. They have to play their championship game. They play their championship game. They get in. The Big Ten splits the revenues from that. They get each school gets a piece, and they'll take whatever piece that they can get from the playoff because they need the money badly. So that's why they made this decision. It's a money decision, and it's the right decision for the league. Now, they went on, well, suppose Alabama and Florida don't play. Well, if Alabama and Florida don't play in the championship game, then Alabama goes and Florida doesn't. But Ohio State's going, and they don't have to play five. So what? You're talking about apples and oranges. Florida's behind Texas A&M. Ohio State is already in. They're in the three hole. They're in the four hole or the three hole? Four hole. They're in the four hole right now. So they're in. If they play and win and look good, they're going to get into the game. Florida's not going to jump A&M because they don't play. What?
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the real one, though. It's Clemson and Notre Dame.
Oh.
Clemson and Notre Dame, if they don't play, they're both in. You know, Florida has to play. Alabama doesn't have to play. But Notre Dame and Clemson can actually throw a monkey wrench into this thing and go, sorry, COVID issues, we can't play the championship game. And oh, by the way, the ACC gets two teams in. Oh, by the way, that's more money for the league. It would not be shocking to me. It would not be shocking to me if we don't come up with some COVIDs.
They're going to have
next week at Notre Dame or Clemson.
They're going to have to come up with some COVIDs, and they're going to have to prove it.
Yeah.
You got to have tests. Like, you can't just say, we got a lot of COVIDs.
Yeah.
Can we see the tests?
Yeah.
Huh?
All you have to do is type positive in. That's all you have to do.
No, we want to talk to the people that administered. What are you talking about? They went out of town for the Christmas stuff. What? No, we already got it. We got it's in a spreadsheet. You'll see by their names, positive, negative, quarantine. We had everyone in our quarterback's room and offensive.
But don't the same people who are paying the teams to be in the playoff, aren't they the same people running the title game? Isn't ESPN ABC running the title game and they own the playoff anyway? So I'm not sure the whole we've got COVID, we can't play this game is going to fly with the network who's, you know, handing out the money.
It's not going to fly, but what are they going to do?
Well, maybe we say, okay. Because how much does the title game cost? We heard like $3.5 million per game, right? In some conferences, that's what it costs when you lose a game. I mean, I would bet ABC goes, you're playing that game.
Well,
you're playing.
Oh, really?
Yes,
ABC's really going to tell and put those kids at risk, Dell? They're going to put those kids' lives at risk.
How upset was Fox when Baylor pulled their stuff?
But what are you going to do, though? What'd they do? They pulled out their equipment. They put their equipment in, and then they had to pull it out. And they said, oh, sorry.
I bet there was – you're playing that game.
No, on the 19th, there are – you know what? Texas A&M is playing Tennessee. ABC will run that.
Wouldn't that be a CBS game?
Whatevs. They'll pick it up. I don't know. It doesn't. No, there's other ACC games going to be played on that day from cancellations.
Not at 7 p.m. It's not. Miami's Georgia Tech will probably be a noon game. So
well, they'll,
the only
well,
other
they'll
one.
Move it up to 7 p.m. and put it on ABC.
I'm willing to bet
the shenanigans
won't go down. I bet the shenanigans that you're suggesting won't go down.
I can't. Well, are we done after this year?
I wouldn't be shocked if it happened.
Is this? Do you guys anticipate this being done after this year, all these issues? Like, yeah. Are COVID issues done? From a sports standpoint, with scheduling and canceling, I don't think they are. Based on the way,
next fall, you mean college football and pro football? Yeah. I fully expect it in the NBA this year. I fully expect it in baseball this year.
Oh, to have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
football season, no.
You don't think there'll be the issues?
We'll have vaccines for everybody by then.
Well, you can have them, but I want to make sure that no one still gets it.
What do you mean?
If you have a
vaccine, though, then you don't get it anymore. I mean, you're going to...
Well, people still do, but not at a high percent. I would think an NFL team would say, look, you're going to do this.
People still get tuberculosis, but you get inoculation, and you don't. It's not an issue anymore.
Who's the last person you knew
that's
had
right.
tuberculosis?
That's what I'm saying. When you get an inoculation, you don't anymore.
But you do with flu. Some people still get the flu.
So you get the flu, you get
so
the flu.
You will be done, right? Yeah. We're not going to have any, no more scheduling, no more... What about the games got canceled? Nothing. No. It's back to normal.
Yeah,
for college and pro football.
Did we get swine flu or Spanish flu anymore?
Everybody
get,
in the stands next fall. You think?
Anymore? I don't think so. Smallpox. Do we get that anymore?
I've gotten swine flu before.
Do you get smallpox now? No. When you get a vaccine, you stop doing that.
You get shoulder herpes. Still.
I did get swine flu.
Shoulder herpes, but that's not spreading at the rate of smallpox.
That's true. It's not a pandemic. What he has.
No.
I like that you guys make fun of people. You make you combine two things. STDs. Well, it's not actually.
You didn't get an
herpes
STD.
Is not just an STD.
You got
STD.
A shoulder.
Yeah. It's actually not just STD.
No, it's not.
It can be simplex one or whatever.
Uh huh.
And then also people who have shoulder issues. I'm glad that you guys can make light of everything so often that you're so. Your bullies? Mm-hmm. In a culture that we don't have bullies, we're not supposed to have bullies anymore. You guys are king bullies.
No, we're not bullies.
I'm not a king of the bullies. I just like to point out what issues that you may have.
You're kind of an undercover bully.
If you can't bring up
Romeo's fake nickname that only one person gave him.
If you give somebody else shoulder herpes, you could be sued because you didn't tell them about your and you, when you rubbed them with your shoulder.
So I think we're doing you a service.
Dislocated my shoulder.
Alerting
nobody in history has had to deal with having that said about their dislocated shoulder ever, except on this show, full of a bunch of Scott Farkases.
I think your biggest issue is you have stolen valor, so we're not going to allow you to lie about how you hurt your shoulder. Because if you hadn't lied about hurting your foot.
Is there video proof that I didn't?
Well, your initial story said you didn't stop a robber, and then you changed it.
Because I was embarrassed.
By what?
You were embarrassed.
I was embarrassed that I fell when I was going after somebody.
No, that's not what it was.
That's
a so we can't trust you, so we have to put the facts out there.
Did I have shoulder herpes? Something that doesn't exist?
Is it ever going away? That's herpes.
It's not. It's forever. That's why it's shoulder herpes.
Oh, Brett just said, swine flu is now called flu A. It still happens every year. See what I'm saying, guys?
Do we cancel football seasons because of it? No.
Also, a lot of people don't get flu shots.
Yeah, right.
A lot of people don't get
flu shots. Yeah, I don't. I never do.
I don't either.
I don't want to get sick.
But you know what? I don't get the flu. You know what I got? You know what I ended up getting? Coronavirus.
Yeah.
That mother is like, hey, how you doing? I've avoided the flu. No problem.
Yeah.
Years. No flu shots. Avoided the flu. Coronavirus.
Well, I don't. Got me. What strain did you get, though? I mean, was it bad? Was it like the flu, actually? Mine wasn't even close to being as sick as the flu.
No. Well, the flu, a lot of the symptoms, the aches, the body aches.
A lot of people got
fatigue.
It a lot worse.
No. Yes, no question. I got mine was worse than yours, though. Yeah. I was in bed for 5 or 6 of the days.
Oh, I was.
Do you think you'll shoot up to the top of the vaccine list because your pre-existing condition of shoulder herpes?
No, because asthma. Would you like to make fun of people with asthma now, Dale? What about people with polio?
But you know
I take some polio shots.
Polio.
There's
a lot of kids who limp.
Does the CDC have regulations about shoulder herpes?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
What about eyelids for kids? Kids who have no eyelids. You want to take shots?
I would if I saw them.
Whoa.
You see that?
Wow. Now let's get John Clay Wolf in here. I'm pretty sure he's going to take some shots. What up, John Clay Wolf?
Hey, when you talk about Ohio State, you know, the only people this is good.
I grabbed the wrong John.
Oh, John Clay Wolf. What up, John Clay Wolf?
You had the strain of chronic masturbators, and that's that one that doesn't hurt as bad.
Oh, wow.
Mommy, when we get dropped off, are we allowed to say that at school?
No. No. No, Joni. No, Ashley. Don't say that at school.
Nobody's going to school. Everybody's digital.
Do what?
How many kids are staying home still?
I think they're most are in school now, aren't they? Are all yours in school?
They're still less than half of the kids actually came.
Oh, really?
Back.
And if they have a choice, I think a lot of school is over too now.
If they have a choice,
Christmas.
No, I mean you have to opt in at certain times, and my kids are. In the class, they just went back and in the class, it's still less than 50%.
Does everybody
they
get
do,
a pass,
they learn,
everybody get a passing grade?
Well, I don't know. My kids aren't catching F's.
John Clay Wolf, don't you have school kids? Don't you have kids of school age?
I do, but they're all doing online. They all got kicked out.
You guys, Dallas is a terrible place to live. So that's why.
And speaking of getting passing grades, is that true, or was that always just a wives' tale?
No, nobody failed last year.
When you were in college, if your roommate died, that you got A's. You remember that?
Yeah. No. So because people would want to kill their roommates then.
It's an incentivized system. I agree, and I wonder if they corrected it by now.
I don't know. What about buying somebody's car? What about that?
It's alive and well. It's busy.
It is.
I don't know. I mean, how long can you talk about that? We've been doing it for 25 years. If they don't know by now, then they don't know. If your listeners don't know what I do at this point in the deal, then advertising doesn't work.
No, you're right. And give me the VIN.com. You can hear him on Saturday mornings talking about everything but buying cars. Well, he does that too. At givemethevin.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 736, 703-780-3776. I mean, this is our opinion, and I know there are differing opinions. Like Spencer Tillman, who's in college football, feels it's unfair that Ohio State, with five games after Big Ten said that they you had to play six to get into the Big Ten championship. I know AJ, you know, he was offended that Ohio State is in, which is five games. But oh well, it's what they're doing, and it's all about money. So if you have a different opinion, you're more than welcome to get it in here. 713-780-3776. John wants to talk on the show. Mm-hmm. Hey, John.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, Ohio State being allowed to get in, even if they have six games, this is my point. They have six games, period. They don't have any impressive wins either, is one thing. Somebody pointed that out the other day. I mean, who has it? It's like Mike Tyson. Great, they have a great record, but who did they beat? And the only people that this is good for is they're doing this because of the money for the conference. That's the only reason. There's no other reason. In the spirit of competition, it's exactly wrong. If this happened to LSU, you'd be fired up about it. If it screwed LSU, you'd be fired up about it. If it, you know, whoever's team, the only people that are happy about this is LSU and then the administrative people for the other people in the conference for money. As far as like competition, they have only six games. One has been manufactured just so they can be qualified. And then now they're going to be allowed to play in the top four with six games that are none of them are impressive. It's just, to me, it's wrong.
Yeah, I get it. You know, they could only play who was in front of them. So that and the Big Ten sucks. So that's on the Big Ten for sucking. And yeah, they've only played six games, and you know what? They're still one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah, and I guess it all depends on how good you think Indiana is, because that's their win, and Indiana's still in the top 12. Now Indiana won't play this week because of their issues, but that's their top 15 win. I think John's an A&M fan, not sure, but A&M has one top 15 win, but it's a better win because it's Florida, who's number six right now. Florida loses to Alabama, they'll probably be right around 10 or so or whatever. So, I mean, now you're talking about margins here. Okay, you think Indiana's worse than Florida. That's fine, but I don't know if people remember. This is how college football's always been. Perception means a lot more than the actual reality. Why is Ohio State where they are? Because they started at a point where people thought they were the best team in the country.
Right.
Just how it is. I mean, I've made my peace with all of it. I mean, I guess people are upset, particularly if you're an A&M fan, because you think, hey, we got a real shot here.
I mean, well, listen, it's and the problem is this is a one-time problem that you're going to have, and that you don't have an. If we stopped the season five, six, seven games in, there'd be a lot of chaos. But every year, for whatever reason, it's just through attrition, things end up working out. Teams who think they have arguments get beat. A lot of times, it happens over the last couple games of the season, and things tend to work themselves out. You don't have enough games for that to happen now. You just don't. So some of the arguments that people have are not going to be fully fleshed out. I tell you something, A&M's got to still win. Like, they've still got to win. If they had played Ole Miss, it's not just a layup. Ole Miss played Alabama well. You can't just assume layups in the SEC. Tennessee is not just a layup. So you got to get through those if you're A&M. If you're Ohio State, you got to get through your schedule. But with this truncated schedule, a lot of the things that that usually get fleshed out by the end of the year is just not going to happen. So this is one year, deal with it, and more than ever before, people are going to lean on their preconceived notions of a team.
We've seen long seasons where Ohio State gets beat by Purdue or Iowa, and not just beat, blown out. And that would be your argument on the other side. If they had more games, the attrition of the year, an injury here or there, who maybe just an off day, and you lose.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's just not the case this year.
It's just not the case. You don't have that opportunity like you do in the past. And it doesn't help that Penn State and Michigan are so worthless. It just doesn't they were expected to be Michigan, Penn State, Wisconsin, were supposed to challenge. We're supposed to challenge, you know, Ohio State this year. Well, that's just not the case. Some of it's through COVID. A lot of it's just through disappointing play.
Yeah. I mean, Mertz was he was a Heisman Trophy. I thought he was the winner.
Well, after game
because
one,
he played Illinois.
Yeah, against Illinois. Huh. No, you don't do that against an Illinois.
Yeah, you do.
Play the way he does. He did. Listen,
don't do that against an Illinois.
Is it fair? No, John. It's not fair. Is it six games? Yeah. Is Ohio State if they, Alan, your buddy says. Prepare to get a lot of pissed off people because when Ohio State wins, if Ohio State wins the national championship, then they deserve it.
Yeah, if they go through some combination of Clemson, Notre Dame, or Alabama, oh well, okay, they beat what a lot of people consider the three best teams in the country, some in some form or fashion. You can be pissed, but they're gonna deserve it.
Yeah, you deserve it
if they run through them a combination of those teams.
If in fact they win those two games. That'll be eight games for them, eight wins for them, and they win the national championship.
Two top five.
Oh
wins.
Well.
Oh well.
Oh well. What are you going to do? You know what? If you beat Clemson or Notre Dame or in Alabama, you know you got to go through Alabama. You beat Alabama, you get it. That's all. Yeah, that's it. And anybody who beats Alabama this year is the national champion.
Yeah, because it'll probably happen in the title game. Yep. Yes. Yes.
So, sorry. That's this year. Everybody will play the same amount of games. This is a little different year.
But I get it. If you're A&M and you haven't been this close, and you know, since you were making up national titles in the '60s or '50s, whenever they were doing that, this is a big deal this year for them. And to look out and see a team who's only played five games take your shot away, I would feel a certain way. But
yeah.
But I've been through it in different circumstances as a Cane fan. It happens. It happens to a lot of teams.
Well, and they were pissed off for AJ was pissed off for Indiana. Indiana already played Ohio State and they lost.
It's an arbitrary rule set up by
a
group that we think screwed it up to begin with.
They deserve to go because they played more games?
Because
but they already lost to Ohio State. What? And then, well, Northwestern getting screwed because they could play Indiana. What? So they should be Big Ten champs because they could beat Indiana?
A lesser team, so they get to be the Big Ten champs as opposed to beating
them. So you're taking away a shot.
Lesser in your mind,
elitist. It's a big deal to be the Big Ten champ.
Well, it is for Northwestern.
No, they are. Indiana's a lesser team. They already lost to Ohio State. They're a lesser team than Ohio State.
They had a great game, and then they go in there and win a big game without their starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gritty, tough team.
It is a gritty, tough team.
Yeah, but
that's a fine little team. They got a fine little nice team over there.
Ooh, now you're being disrespectful.
No.
They would smash everybody in the ACC.
Ooh, smash? AAC. Smash? What kind of the wording?
They come into the AAC and just immediately make everyone their girlfriends.
Whoa.
Indiana would.
I don't know if
they'd say, come here, Cincinnati, get some of this.
That doesn't sound like a girlfriend thing. That sounds like something else. That doesn't sound loving.
Yeah. That's a me doesn't.
Well,
sound.
Get some of this, and then we'll go to dinner. I don't know.
What? We'll go to dinner.
Does that sound more loving?
Go to dinner, then we'll get some of this.
We'll get takeouts. So we
Netflix
get COVID.
And chill.
Yeah,
that's what Indiana will do. The AAC, Netflix and chill.
Yeah, wide receiver bubble screen and chill.
Okay.
Well, at least it isn't. Oh yeah, Coastal Carolina will make you your girlfriend.
Ooh, you don't want any part of them.
Nope.
Don't beat your quarterback up.
Hunter.
BYU came down there and said, we're going to make you our wives. Mm-hmm. Coastal Carolina, no, you're not. Nope. We're going to make you our girlfriend.
Watch this. My prison girlfriend.
That's forcible. What are we doing? My prison.
Let's get back to Texas being racist about sending down Chad Hansen to the practice squad in what is a procedural move.
No.
You'll see these moves. It's just to free up a roster.
Whatever. But it's racist. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to that. Right now, I'm sticking with Lance Logan. 26 showings, 7 offers in 3 days. $5,000 off over list price. 26 showings, 7 offers in 3 days. If you've ever tried to sell your home, you'd be like, what? I want that guy. I want that group. That's right. What happens if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? You need to go with Lance Loken and the Loken Group, who consistently sell homes over other agents that they couldn't sell. And if you have a problem, if your house has been on the market for a while, get top dollar for your home. And oh, by the way, you can buy your next home before you sell. You've also got an immediate cash offer going on right now with the Loken Group. They're the best. It's not even arguable. The only one that you would call is the Loken Group. That's it. They do, listen, the average on the market for the Loken Group, 15 days, 51 days for everybody else. For the average agent, 51 days on the market. For the Loken Group, 15 days. Because they have so many more buyers that they've got. That's why they create an auction-like atmosphere for your home. 281-861-4624. 281-861-4624 or the Loken, L-O-K-E-N, group.com. The Loken Group.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Have we ever seen an example of a school taking action, taking the bull by the horns, the self-flagellation? I couldn't be prouder of LSU. They've decided, because of the Odell Beckham deal, where he was, you know, throwing money around after the national championship, giving players money and whatnot, they decided that they're not going to a bowl game this year. So, big ups, taken away. I mean, just doing the right thing. Doing the right thing. And, you know, oh, Miami, what did they do? They fought the NCAA, who was right, all that stuff that was going on at Miami. And how the program with the stripper poles and the abortions and everything else going on over there. Yeah. And yet they fought and fought and fought. LSU said, you know what? We may have done something wrong. We don't know. It hasn't proven yet. But we're going to punish ourselves.
Self-flagellation.
Yes.
Yeah, Miami imposed two bowl bans on themselves. But okay, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most schools do try to immediately punish themselves as a preemptive
but
measure.
But not as horrific.
Oh, and by the way,
as hard-hitting as LSU
It wasn't
did.
Just the Odell Beckham money thing. It was the paying the player's dad. That thing was an issue, too.
Oh, that didn't even matter.
Okay.
That didn't even matter.
Tell that to
what LSU is doing right now, you can't be prouder of your university. You can't be prouder.
Uh-huh.
Well, so congratulations. Now, I know you're 3-5.
And it's a good time to do it, considering... So
yeah.
And you may not have any players to play in the bowl game.
Yeah.
How many guys are
you know what?
Out?
If we make a bowl game this year, we're not going.
They wouldn't.
We don't deserve
to make a bowl game this year.
Then maybe the new COVID rules. You
by the way, they've
four
got
wins.
Florida.
That ain't happening.
They're 3-5, and they said we're not going to. We're going to take away our bowls this year.
LSU fans are so mad at Bo Pelini. They just can't wait to get rid of him. Jay says, I think. Pretty sure Jay's an Aggie. Let me check and see. Rockets, Astros, I don't know. He doesn't have Aggies in his thing. But he says, Lance and John, a conference changed a rule to favor one school. This happens anywhere. You guys are up in arms. For whatever reason, so Ohio State, it's okay. Anything can happen in
no,
that
that's
six
That's John
game.
Who called in.
No. This is Jay Dale saying this. It's not the same guy.
He had to change because he got in
no,
trouble.
No. He changed to a different name. No, it's not. This guy's been around for a while. His Twitter account's been around. Yeah, he's been around for a long time. No, that's not it at all. This has nothing to do. This is COVID. They're changing the rule to probably. In the reality is their top team can't qualify because there's just games are being canceled left and right. They realize the rule they made, like the starting time, the decision they made to cancel the season early was ill-conceived. That's what they realized. Like. We shouldn't have put limits on this because it's too fluid. COVID is really fluid. You have to be fluid. And you know who hasn't been fluid? Big Ten. They don't have any wiggle room in their schedule anywhere because they started late. They set a hard and fast rule early in the season that they had to get away from because they didn't recognize the fact that there was a chance that that would become a major issue with COVID. And more importantly, I think at this point, is just quarantine. Quarantine is so penal. It's so penal that it eliminates multiple games for teams. This isn't about something to favor Ohio State. This is about something to favor their conference and give their conference a chance to have the best team in the championship game. I'm sorry if you don't think that's smart. I think that's the only way. To me, being fluid inside of the pandemic is the only way to operate. It's the way that NFL hasn't missed games. The NFL's been fluid. All right, you know what? We'll move the game to Monday. We'll move the game to Tuesday. You don't have a bunch of fans coming, so you don't have the same headaches that you would have in a regular season. Nope. So I don't blame the Big Ten for doing this. It'd be stupid to eliminate your best team from contention for something that in many of the cases it has not been their fault. It's just the way it is.
They don't have any you're absolutely right. Every conference, here's the problem is to foresee this. Like if you'd have foreseen, you know what, let's have a schedule that can, after the first 4 or 5 weeks, we see who is still eligible. We see games that are vital to play in a shortened season. Because if you have a conference that where everybody can't play everybody, and then you have games that don't mean anything, or teams that are in it that are playing teams that aren't in it, when teams that are in it are sitting, you have to be able to adjust. It's difficult because this is the first time. Now we've got something that we can look at and say, this is how we should have done it. I get that.
It's hard.
Everything should have been mullable. If everybody was flexible, and we have to, you just have to roll with whatever punches are coming.
And that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. First of all, they have such a little margin for error in the Big Ten and Pac-10 because of the stuff. Big Ten didn't have, Pac-10 had issues in the statewide issues. With what California was and wasn't going to do, for example, and that's a big part of their and other states in the Pacific Northwest too. The Big Ten didn't have to do this. The Big Ten could have just said, they could have just waited. They didn't have to come out. They didn't have to go head first in like the other conferences, but they could have just said, you know what, we're going to play it by ear. They were August. They were, what, early August is when they shut everything down?
And they shut it down. It just
rapid testing became a bigger thing as we went on.
What we see now, what should have happened? Was almost a playoff kind of atmosphere. You win, you move on. You win, you play important games. You win, you continue to play teams that are winning, as opposed to this is our schedule and we must stick to it.
Look, the outrage for Ohio State for the Ohio State decision is kind of crazy to me because the ACC took games off their two best team schedule so they can make it easier.
Yeah.
They legit said, you guys don't have to play anymore. We're going to take these games off the schedule to make it as easy as possible for you to play and not lose.
And the Big Ten even said no postponements, only cancel.
And people didn't even care. Like late in the year, the ACC said, Clemson, you don't have to play that game because you don't want to go back down to Florida State. You don't have to play. Notre Dame, you don't have to play Wake Forest. We'll make it as easy as possible for you
to. Because we want our best teams
and
in
no
there.
One cared. No. But this one is people have an issue with. Why?
I look at this 100% the same way Brian Zygo does. This is why, like when you guys are talking about, I just can't even get worked up. He says, I think all sports, pro, amateur, etc., in 2020 deserve asterisks. It's been such a bleeped up year and all sorts of weird bleep has happened that there's no point in getting all worked up over rankings and championships. I just can't work. That's where I am personally is I'm not going to get outraged or angry or upset about anything. This is just, I just want it to be done. Let's just get this over with, get all the sports cycles over with. Unfortunately, it's going to leak into NBA, and this is going to really be a challenge in NBA, I think, because there is no bubble to lean on now. So when people go out for wings at strip bars now, we're going to have issues that could have long-term consequences for, when I say long-term, like two-week consequences for a single team. I'm not sure how they're going to handle that, to be honest with you.
Yep. All right. When we come back, Dana Holgorsen is going to join us. He's actually going to play a game. He hasn't played in a month. They haven't played in a month. He's got a game this weekend.
Sure?
Well, no.
For now.
No, for now. As of right now, we think that they're going to play this weekend. But we shall see next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Doc Linville, if you get on Twitch, you can see. I mean, it's unbelievable. It really, really is unbelievable. It's night and day what my hair used to be. I heard Fred talking about it. I don't know how many. He said he had, I don't know how many different neographs. I don't know what my number was. He knew his. I don't know mine. Mine took about half the time that Fred did because Fred had a lot more work up there to do. I didn't. But I had a giant bald spot in the back, and now it's basically gone. That those days are gone. I'm loving it. My wife loves it. If you're somebody that is follically challenged, don't be. Listen, you can do it now. It's easy. It's safe. It's simple. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.